This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy upon us and to surround us with the angels and to raise us with the malaika, with the anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa salam, and the righteous people. Ameen. Every son of Adam is a sinner. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions this in a hadith. He says, "Kullu bani Adam khatta," that every son of Adam is a frequent sinner. He frequently makes mistakes. Wa khayrul khatta'in, and the best of sinners, or the best of those who make mistakes, at-tawwabun, they are those who frequently seek repentance, frequently seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They frequently turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us the nature of man. He is a being that will frequently make mistakes. And we know this because we all have our own difficulties and hardships with sins that we have. We have certain sins that we are struggling with. And we know that this is the nature of man. Regularly, from time to time, he slips up. He makes an error. He makes mistakes. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that the best of people is the one who turns frequently to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes a mistake, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This action shows that this person's heart is sound. This person's alarm system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put inside of him, that is sound. Because the minute he makes a mistake, he realizes, I've done something wrong here. I've wronged myself, so let me turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man sarrathu hasanatuhu wa sa'athu sayyi'atuhu fadhalikumul mu'min." The one whose sin makes him sad, it grieves him, and the one whose good deed makes him happy, that is a mu'min. So the sound system, or the alarm system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created inside of us is intact. This is the fitrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created inside of us. Now, when a person sins and they don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they leave it. They may feel bad initially. They may feel that I've done something wrong here. But they don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next time that they commit that sin, they become weaker in faith. And what happens? They begin to think that the sin doesn't mean that much. They think that what I am doing is not such a big deal. So they sin once again. And again the sadness and the grief that they feel becomes less. They begin to become used to that sin. So they continue sinning again and again until they become numb to the sin. They don't feel anything. They feel that I am doing nothing wrong. In fact, they don't even think about it when they do that sin. They don't even think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the sin. And they continue in that manner until their hearts become hard. Now, when a person becomes numb to the sin that he is committing, that is a very dangerous state. Because now, you don't even realize that I am sinning. You don't even acknowledge that I am sinning. And what happens is he begins to talk about the sin that he is committing. So he begins to go out to the people. Hey, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions this in a hadith. He says, "Kullu ummati mu'afa," that every single ummati of mine is forgiven. He has the chance and the opportunity to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ, except for those who expose themselves. They go out and tell people that I did this and I did that. And he says, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْمُجَاهَرَةِ, and indeed from exposing oneself, أَنْ يَعْمَلَ الرَّجُلُ بِاللَّيْلِ عَمَلًا, that a man does a deed at night. ثُمَّ بَاتَ يَسْتُرُهُ رَبُّهُ, then he spends the night with his Rabb, covering him. فَيُصْبِحُ وَيَكْشِفُ سِتْرَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, so he wakes up in the morning and he snatches the cover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of himself. He goes to the people and says, يَا فُلَان, oh so and so, عَمِلْتُ الْبَارِحَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا, I did a sin last night, like this and like that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that such a person is not even part of the people that have an opportunity to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَى, all of my ummah are forgiven. إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ, except those who go out and expose themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered you at night. Yet you come in the morning and you say, last night I was drinking at such and such a pub. Last night I was talking to such and such a girl or a person of the opposite sex. Last night I was doing this and I was doing that. Such a person will not be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they have gone out in the community and they have openly bragged about the sin that they have committed. If we take an example and we think of it, when a parent tells the child that you are not allowed to do such and such an action, and that child knows that his parent doesn't want him to do this, he goes into a room, he hides, and he does that sin, or he does that thing that he has been told not to do. This is bad, but it is not such an evil condition. But an evil condition is when the child comes and stands in front of the parent and says, yeah, I'm doing what you told me and told me not to do. Yeah, I'm doing what you forbid me to do. That is arrogance. So when a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden his sins away, he is giving him an opportunity. Turn to me. Ask for my forgiveness, and I will forgive you. But he goes out there and he openly brags about it. It is as though he is saying, I don't care about the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason why I talk about this today, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we have this bad habit. I've noticed it amongst the youth and many of the people. We have this bad habit. We have been tested by a sin. And what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us. We have some form of sin that we are committing on our phones, our mobile phones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us, He covers us. And we go on to Facebook. We go on to Twitter. We go on to Instagram. We go on to WhatsApp and we say, you know, last night I did this and I did that. Wallahi, sometimes with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last night I was engaged in this and I was engaged in that. We have been tested with the sin of music, for example. We've been tested with the sin of zina. And what happens? Not only do we commit that zina, but wallahi, we go out there and we say, you know, we put our pictures up there. This is the woman that I committed zina with. This is the music that I am listening to. Wallahi, what kind of arrogance is this? What kind of hearts do we have? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ ابْتُلِيَ مِنْكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْقَادُورَاتِ. The one who has been tested with some of these dirty and filthy deeds, فَلْيَسْتَتِرْ بِسِتْرِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Let him cover himself with the sitr and the cover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. That is why He gave you that cover. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give you an opportunity to repent. That is why He covered you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to preserve your honor. That is why He covered you. Yet you go out there and you say, bugger all, I will remove that. I don't care. That is arrogance. So, when a person begins to talk about these sins, other people begin to follow this person. And they begin to see that this person is doing it anyways. So it begins to spread amongst the community. It begins to spread amongst the Muslimin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when talking about the story of Aisha radiallahu anha and what happened with her, He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, those who love for the fahisha, immorality, to spread amongst those who believe, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They will have a painful punishment في الدنيا والآخرة. They will have a painful punishment not only in this dunya, but in the akhirah as well. So a person's punishment begins from this dunya. And they begin to spread this disease amongst the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ. Had you not heard it and said, قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. It is not for us to speak about this. It is the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these hypocrites are talking about. It is not for us to speak about it. سُبْحَانَكَ. Glory be to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great accusation. هذا بهتان عظيم. So you would have kept quiet about it. You begin to have this love of the sin to the extent that you want to spread it amongst others. And this is a very satanic quality. This is a very devilish quality. When shaitan was accursed, not only did he say, I will disobey you till the end of my life, but he says, Ya Allah, I will cause all of these people, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ. With an oath, he took an oath with the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I will destroy and I will lead them all astray. So, this is a very satanic and devilish quality when a person is evil in himself. And not only is he evil, but he wants to spread that evil amongst the people. Wallahi, if we have certain sins, and we all have our sins, if we have certain sins between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep them between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have hope. You have hope. But the minute you go out and start telling other people, wallahi, what does that mean? Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not see you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and He becomes angry when you do this. Inna Allah yaghar. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has emotions. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this. وَغَيْرَةُ اللَّهِ أَن يَقَعَ الْعَبْدُ فِيمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْهِ. And the ghayra, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is when a servant falls into that which he has made haram for him. What off when you go out and talk to the people about that sin? Now, for those who have spoken about their sins with ignorance, not knowing that this is a sin in and of itself, then these people still have hope. Because the message is loud and clear. It has been clearly conveyed to them by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The minute they hear of this, and the minute they hear of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they stop, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grants them that forgiveness. So every single person has a chance and an opportunity to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Musa alayhi salatu was salam, at his time there was a man. In fact, there was a drought. And this drought had become so severe that the people came to Musa alayhi salatu was salam and said, "You need to call out to your Rabb. Call out to him and ask him to send rain upon us." So Musa alayhi salatu was salam took all the people out to the desert. And they went out there and they began to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They performed their salah and they began to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, give us rain. Ya Allah, with your mercy, give us rain." And the rain doesn't come. So Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he looks up to the skies and he says, "Ya Allah, is it that my level has become low with you? You are not answering my dua." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is a man from amongst you that has been sinning for 40 years. And this man has not repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he announces, he says, that whoever this person is, let him get out of here because he is preventing the rain from coming down. Let him remove himself. Go away, we don't need him. And this man, he begins to think to himself. He understands and he knows that I am the person. He begins to think to himself that 40 years Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected me. He didn't expose me to the people and here I am. So he begins to feel a deep sense of regret. And immediately the skies open up and the rain falls down. And Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he looks up and he says, "Ya Allah, this man hasn't even come out yet." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him that I protected him when he was a sinner and I covered him when he was a sinner. Shall I expose him now that he has repented to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the power of holding your secrets between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Holding the sins that you have between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let anyone ever convince you that there is anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that forgives sins. He says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. And he is the one who accepts repentance from his servants, from his slaves. So when, no matter how great your sins are, no matter how bad your sins are, you may have reached the martaba and the level of shirk, an association of partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you turn to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal before you breathe your last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely forgive you. So don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us hide our sins. Every single one of us are sinners. And I will end off with one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that gives us much hope. A man that does not have tawbah, he doesn't actually repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he dies. Such a man will come on the day of qiyamah. And he will have iman in his heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will bring him closer. And he will come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he is in the cover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at him and say, "Amilta kada wa kada. You did this and that sin. Is it true?" And he will say, "Yes." He will acknowledge that I have done this sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue, "You did this and that sin." And he will say, "Yes, I have done that sin." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "Satartuha laka fi dunya, faha ana aghfiruha laka al-yawm." That I protected you and I covered them for you in the dunya. Nobody knew about them. And here I am forgiving you today. Wallahi, this is something that gives us hope. This man would be a man that didn't even turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he just kept quiet about the sins that he had. He was shameful and he was ashamed of the fact that I am doing something wrong. So this gives us much hope. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to meet him with a clean slate. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.